Hi, Tom, and everybody. How's everything going?
Marvelous. Everybody's sick other than Brian. Brian's the only one that's dodged the bullet, but Tony's out today. Candace and I are sick, and it's just a thrill.
Oh, no.
And what are you going to do?
There's homeopathy out there, by the way. It helps with acute illnesses like this. Do consider it.
Okay, what should we do?
Anyway, just to tell people who I am again, it's Jacob Merman. I'm with Life Medical. Our number is 952-933-8900. Website is lifemedical.us. And if anybody has questions to me, just go on the site, click on send an email to me, Dr. Merman, and I always respond. People know me as, one of the cannabis certifying docs. We definitely do that, although we also do other things. I'm on air, right?
Yes, you are on the air.
Yeah, okay, great.
So, Dr. Merman, I got to ask you a question. How many years are we into it now, and how do you think cannabis has worked out? I mean, obviously, it's worked out very well for me, I guess, the first patient you've talked to. I actually take less now than I did at the beginning because things have gotten so much better, so that's great, isn't it?
It's wonderful. You're healing up, more than just symptoms needing to be controlled by cannabis. That's great.
Right. Yep. So are you finding more of that going on now? Is it working as well as you thought it would all these years later?
It's working great. From the beginning, I started doing it in 2015. The program was passed in 2014. I started, I wasn't planning on doing it, but the growers, people came to me and they couldn't find anybody to certify people and, asked me to do it. And I said, okay, well, I can try it. I don't know much about it. It was safe. I mean, that's the main thing is cannabis safe? And it seems to be it's very safe. Nobody's dying from it, from some other things. So I decided to try, and I've been literally really surprised at how much it helps people for multiple conditions. And so since 2015, I've certified about 4,000 people or so. Most people are reporting back to me, and we do have to do follow-ups according to Minnesota law and all that, and recertify people, and then I ask them how they're doing. And most are doing very, very well with essentially no side effects. The main thing that I see improving in most people is they sleep better, whatever their qualifying condition is. Unfortunately, insomnia, primary insomnia, is not a qualifying condition. The people at the top are probably wise. I don't know if they're wise or not for not qualifying it, but they haven't. We've asked many times. But people still sleep better, whatever their qualifying condition is. Chronic pain goes down, way down. The sleep apnea is when people stop breathing at night when they sleep. That improves a lot. PTSD, probably a third of my patients are PTSD cases, and they calm down, and the anxiety, improves. Their nightmares essentially go away, and they do way better in life and work and everything. Muscle spasms, that's kind of like pain too, but it's a separate condition. Some gut disorders like Crohn's, all of that improves a lot. And I've really been very surprised. I've never seen a single drug that does this much in people.
No, so, I agree.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. The main thing, I guess, in Minnesota is we have these pharmacists at the dispensary who are really well-trained in helping people figure out what type of medications to take, and there's many different types of cannabis medications, so the pharmacist is there to actually guide you and figure out the best prescription. And I always tell people, if you're not getting perfect results, go ahead and bug the pharmacist as much as you need to, and they're gonna help you get much better results. And most of the time, that's the case.
No, Dr. Merman, You don't have to comment on this if you don't want to. If you don't wish to comment on this, I understand. But I was watching a couple of specials. I saw one a couple of months ago, and then I saw another one yesterday. And that both on both shows, they were talking a lot about the fact that prescription sleep medication is really not good for people. It can cause all kinds of problems in people. Do you find that to be true, or would you rather not comment on that?
Well, I can comment. I mean, I prescribe it myself. There's nothing wrong with commenting. A lot of times it works quite well as well. Sometimes it causes side effects. A very well-known one, Ambien or Zolpidem, is a generic name.
Yeah.
Apparently people who take it sometimes get a little bit crazy at night. You know, they are sleeping, but then they go and they start looking for food or even go drive somewhere in a sleeping state. So that's a little bit funny, but also dangerous. Also, they don't seem to work consistently.
Right.
So they may work for a while, and then they kind of stop working those drugs. It doesn't seem to be happening with cannabis in my patient population.
Right, exactly.
I mean, people are taking it for years, and they still sleep well. And I'm not sure how to explain it. But again, I'm not really a scientist. I'm just an end user. And I just report what I see.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. I did a little tally of my follow-up cases this last Friday. So here's what I saw. I mean, and this is a kind of common day. There's a 62-year-old guy with a lot of chronic pain from trauma and sleep apnea, and he's got obesity. He is now on cannabis, sleeping way better, much less pain, and he lost weight, 35 pounds. This is not uncommon either. When people start sleeping better, they become happier. There are certain hormonal changes, and mm-hmm. they become a little bit less hungry, and they lose weight. And I see this again and again, you know, many cases like that. Then I saw another guy with a 47-year-old with sleep apnea and anxiety, and he also was sleeping way better after 4 months, and he's less anxious. Again, that also improves on cannabis quite a bit, anxiety.
Mm-hmm. It
even
does,
though
yeah.
it's, again, not a qualifying condition. And we've tried to add it multiple times, and for some reason the health department won't. I don't know. I don't understand them. Then another case, 27-year-old with PTSD on cannabis 4 months. He says, it helps ease my mind and focus on the moment. I mean, that's what you want to achieve. And then once the people are calmed down and they focus on the moment, then they can work and live, and their family likes it a lot more with them and their pain. Like I got a chronic pain case from knee trauma. Again, he's more active now because of less pain and lost 25 pounds. There's another weight loss. Then there's a 45-year-old woman with MS, multiple sclerosis, with muscle spasms. Now on cannabis 4 years, doing quite well on it. If she stops cannabis, there's more spasticity, more spasm, she's in pain. She quit taking narcotics or opioids because she doesn't need them anymore. Cannabis usually, in her case and in most other cases, it helps better than opioids. That's another thing. We tried to ask for the opioid use disorder to be a qualifying condition this year. It didn't pass, unfortunately.
Really?
Two conditions passed this year. So they're adding, starting in August, OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, and irritable bowel syndrome. So at least it's 2 out of 4 that the health department agreed to add. That's, better than nothing. I wish they would add opioid use disorder because we've taken so many people off of opioids. There's cannabis probably is going to be legalized, I suspect, in Minnesota fairly soon for adult
Seems
use,
like
for recreational
yeah.
use. And I'm not really like a big fan of recreational use of drugs, but I think it might help everybody in the long run, because the prices should come down, because the growers will be able to grow more, and by scaling, the price should come down. And they are trying to protect the medical program by making it untaxed. So people will probably be able to buy cannabis from the dispensaries if they are certified without paying tax, which is probably going to be significant. But we need to watch that. I mean, I'm very concerned about once it's legalized for recreational use, that the medical use will go by the wayside. And we do need all that support by the pharmacists and professionals who are helping us to use it as medication and not yes. recreation.
That
so
makes
we need
sense.
To watch that.
Dr. Berman, how do people get a hold of you? How do people get a hold of you?
952-933-8900 or lifemedical.us. And on the website, there's all the information. And actually, on you click on medical marijuana page on our website, lifemedical.us, and there's a link to patient results, and you can read all about, you know, different patients, what kind of results they achieved with cannabis. I just put in there what patients reported, several hundred cases.
Magnificent. Dr. Merman, thank you for your time. Have a magnificent holiday season, sir. All right.
And you all, too, have a great holidays, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate. Nothing wrong with the lights, as you said.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Dr. Merman.
Yeah. All the best. Bye.
Bye. Have you guys ever heard about that? Because I literally remember the first time I ever heard that sleep medication is really not good for a lot of people. Was Penn and Teller had that show BS. Remember that show they had? What was it like?
Oh, yeah.
2005 to 10 or something like that?
Yeah.
I don't know if those are exact dates, but they had talked about, I remember a long, long time ago, they did a half hour on sleep study and all that. But there was a special on last night, and I just happened upon it because I haven't taken sleep medication now in, I think it's 4 years, something like that. But it can cause heart problems. Sleep medication, I'm talking about this prescription sleep medication. It can cause, as we said, you can get in your car and drive around and not even know you're doing it, which is not a good thing with the Ambien.
Yep. Yeah, that Ambien. There was a woman was going out in the middle of the night. Her husband didn't even know she was leaving. He was a sound
right.
sleeper. And she was going out and having sex with other guys while asleep on Ambien. Remember? Yeah, she got knocked up or something.
Well, that's what she said, that I didn't know I was doing it.
It's the Ambien. But yeah, all sorts of weird things.
Yeah, you could cause brain damage, I guess, lung problems, heart problems. I guess prescription sleep medication is not real good for you, according to a lot of people. Again, that's not me saying it. It's some doctors out there said, this, you better be careful with that, man. So follow their lead and be careful with any. Well, anytime you're taking any kind of prescription drug, you should be careful anyway, or any kind of drug, I would say.